So Tiara, the famous or infamous Tom?
Only. Well, I hope you're having a good day there. And you better not put out any mothballs or the EPA's going to be all over you up there.
I don't give a crap what the EPA says. And as far as putting mothballs out, let me tell you something. That keeps snakes out too, brother.
Protection agency, and I have a different way of dealing with them. And he left a great big pile of stuff out there in the driveway last night that my daughter pressure washed for us while she was home last week. And let's just say I got a bad case of closed pores, and he better not come back.
You take care of the cats around the back there, Tom.
I'm going to have a heart trap and relocate them to a nice farmhouse.
And, you just got a big heart there, big boy. That's good. That's mighty nice of you. Now, if they get to be being too big a problem, I don't mind cats. But if they start tearing stuff up around the area, then I'll send them on.
Well, that one, I think it goes without saying, you know better. Well, they killed one of my chickens several times, and that ain't going to happen no more, put it that way. I don't like them. And, boy, I'm telling you, the toads are bad about that, too, around here. It took me a long time to figure out what that was. I looked out the window last night about midnight. There was a great big one. If I hadn't been tired, I'd have relocated him. I thought about tossing him over my neighbor's swimming pool. His wife just loves him.
Hey, fried frog legs?
These are toads. shoot. Well, I'm just sitting here eating a half a wiener, and Bernice made me a plate with mangoes and strawberries and peaches and blackberries, and I'm drinking a glass of cold lemonade. We've been outside, and we ended that excursion. It is hot out there, Steve. But you know, the wind's gusting to 17 here now, and the weather station says it's kind of southwest, and then sometimes it spins a little bit to the northwest. But there's not supposed to be a front end till Saturday, I think.
Well, I tell you what, it's got my wind sock on my runway out here standing almost straight out.
And one of those, they're rather pricey. Where'd you get it at, Steve?
Amazon online, $12.95.
Took a bite here. Is that one of those American flag ones?
No, sir. This is the standard international orange with silver reflective tape. It's a proper airport sock.
It looks like it, but those proper airport socks, I can tell you from experience, are very expensive. But I like the idea of that. I might put one out in the backyard. It didn't come with no pole, though, did it?
No, sir. But the cheapest way you can put a pole up that I found is go over to Lowe's and get you a electrical ground rod and put it in the ground about a foot, maybe a foot and a half, and that still leaves you about 6.5-7 foot sticking up. And you drive that down in the ground about 18 inches, a foot or 18 inches. It works just perfect.
Here you are. I'm drinking some lemonade here. Well, that sounds like you had a good idea. I just happened to have a push-up pole from Harbor Freight. And it used to be like $20. And so I don't know, with everything going up the way it is, you know, thank you, Mr. You-Know-Who. I don't know what they cost now, but I told my son-in-law's dad about them. He lives over on Gap Creek up on the top of a hill where it's really windy, and kept messing up his flagpoles and his flags, and so I told him about it. He got one, and it's lasted ever since. Not the flag, of course, they wear out, but I got one of those, so I might just get one of those, Steve, and put it up. I always got a kick out of seeing them, and I don't want to have to get on the roof and put a weather vane up there, and I don't like putting holes in the roof either.
I know what you mean. Well, Tom, I have just pulled up at the Hacienda, and I have not had lunch. And as much as I enjoy talking to you, I'm on a keto diet, which means I'm about starving to death, and I'm going in to get me a nice big piece of deer hamburger. So before I chew this microphone up, I'll talk to you again soon. 73's K and 4 BWA. I'm clear after your final, boss.
Okay, Steve. Well, I found my neighbor had a 357 Henry, and I chronographed those items we talked about the other day, and they were 1641 out of a 20-inch Henry. I'd still like to see what they are out of a Pistola, but they worked real great with that 2400 powder in there. Anyways, talk to you down the line. Enjoy your lunch. This is Enduro TR, clear.